All right, guys.
Coach, what did it mean today to be able to practice in front of so many high school players representing different schools in the area?
Yeah, it was great to see the young men out here. A lot of them wearing their jerseys. We all can think back, remember when we were that person in the jersey and being able to come out and see an NFL practice. It's pretty outstanding.
And what kind of emotions do you have, Coach, going into your first game as the head coach of the Raiders, being so close to your hometown?
A lot of emotions, you know, thinking about it. More importantly, I think getting the team ready is where my focus is. I think at some point the reality of being there will set in, but right now it's all about getting the team ready to play well.
Crabtree just get a day, or was there some injury with him?
No.
They didn't see him in the team, Joel. Is there any reason for that?
No. No, nothing going on.
What do you look for in this last practice before you finally hit the field for a game?
I just want to be sharp. Just want to, you know, play crisp football. You know, execute all three phases. We're looking to, you know, put a good showing out there. Want to make sure that, you know, we continue to prepare that way. We're looking really to flatten it out. You know, have a few less of the ups and downs, and have the up and getting better and being consistent. So we're really trying to flatten out our performance and make sure that it's it just stays at a high level, and that we remain consistent in what we're doing, our ability to focus, our ability to play this game at a high level, to be accountable to each other. Those things are important, and it takes, you know, drilling, it takes practice, it takes the discipline, and we're working hard at that right now.
Coach, you see different units doing push-ups after certain mistakes. Is that come from you guys as coaches, or is that player discipline?
That comes from me.
Mental mistakes primarily, or?
Yeah, I mean, it's there are things that will get you beat, and we'll make sure that we provide plenty of incentive to eliminate that.
When you hear about a quarterback getting his jaw broken on another team, I know it's not yours, but do you talk to your guys? Do you say this is something that there's a line crossed and we can't go?
No, I don't think there's a need for us to talk about something like that. I know that somebody else's problem, and that's not the way we operate. Hope we don't have anything like that go on. We are human beings, you know, and human beings sometimes make mistakes. We certainly don't want to see that.
Have you ever seen anything like that in your career?
Not quite with a quarterback. I mean, I've seen guys get in fights before. I've seen things happen. People have disagreements. Sometimes they're not able to settle them, you know, peacefully. And aggressive men sometimes can go the wrong way. But our guys have been great. I mean, our guys we're learning how to practice against each other. I think they're being very competitive, but we're taking care of each other. We want to challenge each other and compete in everything we do, but we want to be respectful of what we're really all here for. What is this all about?
Jack, separate from that incident, is there an authority that the starting quarterback kind of needs to kind of exude in the locker room, on the field? And does Derek exude that?
I just can't imagine anybody feeling that way toward Derek. So it's just a shocking thing to see from afar.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.